This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code 3Ps, the number 3, no space, P-E-A-S, at checkout. A better web starts with your website.
Hey everyone, it's 3Ps in a podcast.
Hey, hello! Hey guys, what's up?
I hope you guys still love us.
It's been 5 years.
It's been 90 years, but you
We've
know.
Been so busy. We're so
That's
tired.
What we say every single time.
I know,
time.
But seriously, like, we're all in school and we all have jobs and it's just so hard to live life.
Brutal.
But we love you all and we're here today, back then better than before.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do
the white girl challenge.
Woo!
Now, these two are white girls, and I'm a white guy, and let's see how white of a girl, you know, I
we
am.
We are.
Well, let's see.
If I
Wait, okay, who do you think is the most? Like, who do you think is going to have
Selena,
the most?
Selena,
no
hands
way,
down.
Really? Me?
Selena,
it's going to be Selena.
Selena, hands
gonna be
the fuck down.
Can I tell you guys something about Selena that she just told me today that proves she's a white girl? She's like, Hannah, do you know that, like, I got a credit card? I'm like, okay. And she's like, but like it's maxed out already. And I'm like, what do you mean it's maxed out already? She's like, well, like I got this job and all I do is online shop. And I'm like, well, what'd you buy? She's like, Louis Vuitton.
No, and I'm like, Louboutin.
Whatever.
Louboutin. I'm like, is it a Louis Vuitton?
And then they're the red bottoms, the Louboutin, Christian Louboutin.
Okay.
These things are apparently $1,000 a pair of shoes, okay? And I don't know about anybody else, but if you have $1,000 spent on shoes, you might as well buy yourself a slave to carry you around the world.
That's going to be my next purchase.
On your credit card. No. But yes, basically, Selena is very white, and I think that you are going to be the biggest white girl.
Yeah, I think Selena.
No, I honestly think
Selena or Adam. Like, definitely, I'm going to have the
really?
Black. Like, definitely I'm the least white girl.
Oh, okay, let's get to the questions.
I'm basically
okay.
A man.
Let's start. Okay, the first question is, what is your favorite Starbucks drink? Pumpkin spice latte.
So mine is pumpkin spice latte too, and Selena said I can't say it because we can't be cool, but I love it. Like, I only go to Starbucks in October because
you
of
always
spice latte.
She always gets fraps, that's a lie.
I always get pumpkin, I mean, I would
I
get
can't
the,
afford
I don't
Starbucks.
Know what it's, what's it called? The lemon pie, lemon pea?
No, it's like the-
Lemon,
like,
I order it in January.
It's and, like the-
You
clear
odor
one,
it,
right?
You odor it, you odor it. It smells so bad, odor. The odor of it.
A passion lemon tea ice. Lemon tea passion ice.
Something
whatever.
Like
the red one. That's
oh, it's
my...
red?
Yeah.
No, that's the berry. Ice. I think that's the berry.
That's passion berry iced tea.
No, it's a lemon tea passion ice.
What the fuck?
Whatever.
Ever.
It's regardless, it's bullshit. Like something.
Regardless, it's red and it's passion. Anyways, next one.
Do you want to read it?
Sure.
Wait, is there like a score that we have to tell?
Oh, yeah.
No, we just like say it.
Well,
so
whoever...
we just have to like assume like who has.
How long does it take for you to get ready in the morn?
Like 2.5 hours.
For real.
Okay.
You take forever. Like, I'm like, come over at 3, and she's like, and it's like 11 a.m. And she's like, no, I can't. I have to get ready. It's going to take me too long. Like, what do you mean? I'm a guy. I just get up. Well, I do get ready. I do take a while.
It depends.
I love to sit in the shower for an hour. Like, I love
I agree. I love that. For me, it depends on whether or not it's hot outside and whether or not I have clean shorts to wear to shave my legs. So, I mean,
shorts? What do you mean?
Like, if it's nice in the summertime and it's really hot and I cannot wear sweatpants, then I guess I'll shave my legs and wear shorts. And then that'll take me, like, an extra half hour.
Oh.
And then.
Do you shave every day?
No, but like if it's gonna be hot outside, I need to make sure the legs are nice and smooth.
Winter. In the winter, I don't shave my legs for
exactly
like 3 days.
What?
I turn it to such a lunch.
Wait. Really? Girls don't do that?
You don't want to see armpits in the winter. From like,
oh no, I shave my armpits.
Oh my god!
I shave my armpits all the time.
Yeah, like, fucking right.
Just in case I wear like a t-shirt or tank top.
No, I have
like
to wax. I have to wax.
I can't wax.
Oh, even the cardigan saved me from the armpit shaving. Like, I cannot.
You actually don't shave your armpits.
In the winter? No.
You
not
don't
unless I
no,
need
I
to.
I shave.
Is it a common thing that girls don't do that?
Yes.
Like shave anything?
Wow.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, the legs. Like, no one cares about legs in the winter.
Even if you're, like, dating someone?
Yeah, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, what the
like,
hell? That's why you can start dating them in the very, like, end, like, January, February, so then by the time
they
get to...
No, that's still cool.
No,
still cool, though. Start dating them in June. June is good, and then...
No, May.
No, May.
Wouldn't you want to date them in the summer so then they can, like, see you at your luscious?
No.
No,
you
May
date them
is
in
good,
May,
and then all summer you shave your legs.
So they
think
you're nice and clean.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then once they get comfortable and you get comfortable by, like... November.
You never have to shave again. And
never.
You got the boyfriend hook, line, sinker.
Yeah.
And you tell them, like, you don't shave your pubes, I'm not shaving mine.
Okay, next one. Hannah says it. You say
okay,
it.
Wait.
Okay.
How many selfies do you take on the daily?
Okay, how many?
So Adam won this.
What do you?
Sure.
I won this.
If you have Adam on Snapchat,
you're right.
Oh my god, historic.
But they're not serious. They're not serious. Like, I'm ugly.
Snapchats, I think I win selfies.
Yes, I win Snapchat. My Snapchat like score is like 60,000 something. Like,
I take 500 plus selfies.
We just, you just took like 7 right now. That's you love yourself.
700. I'm just trying to fudge
with him. I've never seen you take a photo.
No, Hannah, you never take selfies, and when you do, it's like 2 inches away from your face.
Yeah. If you follow Hannah on Instagram,
it's because my boobs are too big for my life.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing though. You don't want that.
No, because like people that they're like, you're a whore, get the tits away. I'm like, where can I put them? True, where? True. Where do they go? I can't shove them up
you
my
can't, nose. You can't tape them around
exactly,
you.
Exactly, cannot.
Got you. Next.
Do you ever say lol or OMG out loud?
Yes.
Out loud?
Yeah. Oh, great. I'm so.
Really?
Yeah. Out loud.
I do it all the time. I only do it like when I'm not thinking. Like if someone's talking to me and something funny, I'll be like, oh, I'll be like, what? I'm like,
You say LOL?
Yeah, or I'll be like, OMG.
Yeah, you say that. You say OMG a lot. How about you? We say lol. Like look at people.
We say lol, but like lol. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, I don't say OMG. That's a bit vulgar.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Do you wear the same clothing item more than once? Never. I always have to get new
shut
thing.
Up, no way. Are you really
course.
Have that?
No, I'm joking, of course. Okay. What the fuck? I wear the
I
same thing
every day. I haven't gone to the mall since grade 9.
In the summer, I never wore anything. I just lived in boxers. Like, literally, unless I had to go out, I would just have to, like, I would wear my Snapchats. I'd just be in my boxer. Like, I don't even care.
You love American.
I haven't gone shopping once this summer.
Really? Yeah. For back to school either?
Oh, that's a lie. Okay, I bought, like, 4 new shirts, and that's it for the whole
yeah.
summer.
Seriously?
Like, who cares? Yeah, who cares?
Oh, and a pair of jeggings. But that's
Selena, you take the cake for this one. You fucking spend $1 million on clothes.
Oh, yeah, the Louis Vuittons. Shoes.
Louis Vuittons. It's Louis Vuitton, not Louis Vuitton.
No, that's Louis Vuitton, and this is different. This is Christian Louboutins.
No one cares about Louis Vuitton.
Two different brands.
Are you sure?
Oh my god.
Okay, I believe you.
I did fuck up though once, like this summer I did spend $300 on bras.
What?
Okay, bras.
On bras, why? No one cares. Like, you're not gonna see
I need real support for these boobies.
Got you. See, for me, I guess, I think the only thing for me is when I go to an event or something, like a premiere or something, I always have to buy something new, always.
Number 10.
What do you spend most of your time doing?
Taking selfies.
You? Really?
And getting ready. I spend more time getting ready than I'm gonna spend like when I'm actually out.
It's really sad.
Really?
Yeah.
So sad.
What about you?
I'm a huge nerd and I spend all my time playing computer games.
You love the
and video games.
You love it.
Or hanging out with my boyfriend playing.
You're not
games.
A white girl. You're not a white girl. You're
I'm a
definitely
nerd.
Not
I'm just
a white
a
girl.
Nerd.
She is. Or
you'll find me in the deep dark corners of the York University Library. Just sitting there on my computer studying. That's all I do in my
Yeah, right. You do not study. You do not study.
I study every day in my life. Are you shitting
yeah,
me?
No, I feel like
right.
Hannah does study.
I don't
feel
see
like she
it.
Does.
Okay, you know what? I'm bringing my school book from last year. You can see. I have a full, like, 900 page book.
I swear you failed,
full
though.
Full of notes. No, I passed every class.
Oh, good for you. High five.
Thanks.
Adam, what
do
you
do? What was the question?
What do you do with your
most time doing?
I, like, literally just lay in my bed.
That's actually you.
I literally just lay in my bed all the time. We're outside.
It'll be 1 p.m. I'll call Adam. I'll be like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm in bed.
Oh my god,
it'll
that happens to
6 p.m. I'll call him. What are you doing? Laying in bed. 11 p.m. What are you doing? Laying in bed.
Literally, that's all I do.
Yeah,
or I'll
so
like, all right,
brutal.
Go
do you take pictures of your food before you eat it?
I used to.
Oh yeah,
only,
same. I used to do that
only when
too.
I went to Dimitri's though. And
Dimitri's!
I got that bomb ass.
If you guys don't know what Dimitri's
bullshit.
is, it's like a huge crepe, like waffle restaurant.
Crepe
I don't
waffle,
like Dimitri's anymore.
Well, we
oh, good! It has the best ice
no,
cream.
No, seriously, like I'm over it.
You don't like it?
I don't like crepes.
I can't go anymore. I had Dimitri's too much. Like we had a thing where all of our birthdays were always at Dimitri's. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Nikki's, Selena's.
Yeah, we all had our used to have all our birthdays at the Dimitri's, this restaurant. Now we're so sick, but when I first got Instagram, I used to take photos of my food, and then I realized that it was pointless, and so I just stopped doing it. All right, next. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Do you wear makeup every day? Yes.
No.
I do.
I know.
You're sick.
I wear eyeliner, I wear eyeshadow, I wear lipless.
I bet you don't
lipless. You wear I'm lipless, literally.
I bet you don't even know what those things are.
No. You don't wear makeup every day?
No. Never. Hello, what part of-
Yeah!
Part of,
Selena,
look
you
at my
do!
Face.
You're wearing eye thing right now,
No,
man.
I'm not!
No, she's not, trust me.
That's your real eyes?
Yeah,
realize.
Look, do this. I'm wearing nothing, literally. I never wear makeup.
I always thought you put like a little something.
Okay, if I'm going out and I'm getting ready, I wear makeup. But yeah, like, on the daily, I don't wear makeup. Okay, how do you usually style your hair?
Down every day.
You don't.
Whenever I wake up with my hair, I just brush it and there it is. If it's straight, it's straight. If it's curly, it's curly.
Literally,
it's
I don't know why you don't ever do your hair. You never do your hair. You just leave it.
Because number one, I don't know how to do my hair.
You don't know how to straighten your hair?
That's the only thing I know how to do. I don't know how to curl this shit. I don't even know how to put it in a bun.
Okay. That is not a white.
That was so white. I don't even know how to put it in a bun.
Hannah's not a white girl.
You're not white. You're such a tomboy.
I can put it in
I was wrong.
Okay, it depends. If it's for work, like I try and make it nice because I need those tips.
You need those tips. You need to work with those tips.
You know, so sometimes I don't wear my bandeau with the shirt so the titties come out a little bit more.
Yeah.
But other than that, like if it's for work, the hair is down and possibly straightened. Like today, I did not give one shit.
You did not give one shit.
I just came with like nasty ass, like half wavy, half straight, half curly.
But what if you're going out to like the MMVAs when we went or something?
All I did was straighten my hair and it wasn't even straight. Like it was just like half wavy.
Well,
like,
my thing always changes. One day I have like, you know, the comb over, that famous one, or sometimes I spike it if it's short.
Now,
I have a Jufro, but I tried to delete that because I don't like, I hate the Jufro.
I love the Jufro. It suits you so well.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's the one for you.
It's the one for you.
It's gross. Man.
Can you even picture Adam with straight hair?
No,
like I cannot. He needs the puff. He needs the puff.
I was doing a photo shoot,
and like I love the beard too.
Thank you.
Need to keep it.
Oh, I don't like the beard. No. That's the thing. I hate the Jufro. I hate the beard. So I always the beard. I always delete the Jufro.
You know, I love the Jufro.
The other day I was on the set and they faded my hair. I was at a photo shoot and they faded my hair. No, they faded. They buzzed the side, and I actually liked it. Like, you know, the guys get the fades.
Yeah.
That thing, it changes all the time, my hairstyle.
No.
Never you. What do you wear? You change your hair like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
One day it's like green, one day it's black.
No, I've never done green.
I think it was just one week. I text Leon, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, dyeing my hair, of course.
Yeah, every day you dye it.
No, I'm like, Jenny, you dyed last week. She's like, yeah,
I don't
now
dye
I'm dyeing
it
even more.
I don't dye colors. Like, let's say I'm going dark.
She dyes it
like the
invisible.
Solid dark. And then like the week after I have to just like dye it and put in a toner to touch it up and make sure like the color stays.
Yeah, but you dye it literally every few months for sure.
Yeah,
I do.
But how did your hair not fall out?
But now like I'm keeping like the dark because I like it.
But doesn't your hair like dry up and
my hair is so
time in grade 7 I gave myself blonde highlights and then my hair has been destroyed ever since.
That's really?
Like dry as fuck, yeah.
No, my hair is okay. Cause like I do like hair masks and
okay, so you know who won the white girl challenge? Like,
so
what
Selena
is, a hair
is
mask?
The whitest white girl you'll
what
ever meet.
What is a hair mask?
I'm not a white girl. I feel like I'm just a girly girl.
You're too girly.
So that's pretty white.
No, I'm not
girly
a white girl. Like I'm just.
So you're
a
not
girl.
White. You're black.
She's an Armenian. She's an Armenian.
An
Armenian.
Armenian.
Same shit. All right. Yeah. Well, that was the white girl challenge.
Try it. You should try it and see how white girl you are.
See how white girl you are.
We could have done this
friends.
With just judging each other. Like, you are a white girl. You are a white boy. Me, I'm like the Thomas
You're
boy
the Thomas,
that ever...
The Thomas boy.
The Thomas boy.
I feel like, why are you tomboy?
Because, like, literally, you could drop me off in a forest and I'd love it
You don't
forever.
Give two shits. Really? You can go camping?
Ooh, we're
Whoa,
so
I'm trying
just
to move to the forest.
You just freaked out about that spider out there.
No,
what
I'm just like,
mean?
Oh my god, there's a big spider.
You're like, oh my god, look at that spider. Oh my god, look at that spider.
Yeah, because it was the size of the iPhone, okay? It was brutal.
I'm not even that scared of spiders.
I'm pretty scared.
Like
I'm scared
spiders.
Of butterflies. I hate
butterflies.
Guys, what are your biggest fears?
Butterflies.
Mine too.
Moths and butterflies.
Yeah.
But I had a horrifying experience.
Why?
Horrifying.
I fucking hate
What happened?
Them. They're just disgusting animals. Like they're
wait, bugs.
Was there a cause to the reason?
No, I just hate butterflies.
Okay, imagine this.
Creepy.
Imagine this. I'm like, what am I? Like 11? Okay. And I was staying at my family friend's house, and he lives in the middle of buttfuck Idaho, in like the middle of the north, like northern Ontario, where the population is 12,000 people.
Yeah,
not even.
Not even. That's
like 1,000. Like, I don't know why I said
like
12. It's 1,000. And so you're in a forest, it's just like a hut in a forest. And they
why,
left.
Pause, why were you there?
Okay, it was like my ex boyfriend's house, but then we were just family friends.
Like,
then,
literally in Idaho?
No, in Northern Ontario.
Okay.
In this town called Cochrane. Anyone?
Cochrane.
Cochrane.
And then, listen.
Mature.
So.
Sorry.
Someone left the window open and did not put the screen in, and they left the washroom light on. Okay.
Wait, in the house?
In the house. So it's like 2 a.m. I'm so tired. I have to pee so bad. So I crawl out of bed and I like waddle to the bathroom. I knock on the door because the light's on, so no one answered. So I open the door. the whole walls, the bathroom curtain, the bathtub, the mirror,
infested.
The floor, everything is moving, okay? There's, you can't see anything but moving.
Wait, why? Why?
Because there's all these moths, mosquitoes, butterflies, everything.
You're
in there.
Lying.
Swear to God. And I
why were they all in there?
Because
you peed on the floor?
But there was that many?
Yeah. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, they were crawling everywhere. Like, there was not one inch safe. I left the door open, I started screaming, and I ran into
Did they attack you or something?
No, like the mosquitoes were like biting me like crazy. But then I went to my family friend's dad, and I woke him up like, oh my God, there's butterflies, mosquitoes, moths everywhere. They went up, they came down, I swear to God, two garbage bags full of dead moths, mosquitoes, and butterflies.
Ew.
That is
Two garbage bags.
I hate them now.
And then I was done for the rest of the
day. Were there any spiders?
I was like petrified, like so scared. Like I wanted to, like if you could have killed me and I would have loved you.
You would have rather been dead.
Yeah, I would rather be dead, but like take my body away from the bugs. Like just get it out of there.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
That.
So that's what you hate?
Yeah.
I hate spiders. We all know that story. Everyone in my room got infested.
Oh yeah.
Disgusting. You can listen to one of the episodes.
I think it was two episodes before. Valentine's?
Probably.
No, it was way before. It was season one.
Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and
we
will
love you.
Love you forever.
We will.
Yes. We'll post more.
And stay tuned, subscribe, and leave us a comment letting us know how it goes.
Bye,
how you
guys.
Like it. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Now, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy for you to create your own online store, portfolio, or website at only $8 a month. Now, $8 sounds really cheap, but it doesn't look cheap. Their templates and layouts are designed by the top-of-the-line artists, the best of the best. You're going to see that for yourself. You can sign up for a free trial with no credit card obligation, and you can test out the waters if you don't believe me. I know that making a website seems like it's a lot of work and it's hard, you need no coding, but for Squarespace, you actually don't. It's all dragging and dropping your content. And it was like, once again, you hired someone to do it for you, which is so cool in my eyes. If you do have issues, that's no worries. You know, they have 24/7 support in New York and Dublin. But if you're out of the state, you can also email them and live chat them. They're there for you all the time. And once you're done creating your website, you can view it on your computer or mobile device. And you can send it in to us at 3-THREEPs in a podcast at hotmail.com. And we'll review it on the show. How cool is that? So yes, that's squarespace.com, offer code 3Ps, and show your love for the show by signing up with them. So thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week on 3Ps in a podcast.